Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing? This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. Welcome to the show here on Blog Talk Radio. And today we have a new segment we're starting here called The Missing Spiritual Link Tuesday. And today we're going to do some talk on alchemy and abundance. How does it work for you? Alchemist, ways to abundance, happiness. And today I have a guest with me, Carol Watson. Carol, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I finally made it on. Yesterday was crazy.
Yeah, to put it lightly, yes, it was crazy. I tried to get on, and I just sit there and watch the computer do nothing. I finally had to reboot everything and do it again, and actually, it took it like two times. So
that's
I don't know what happened
today.
Oh, yeah?
15 minutes to get into my show today between Skype and Blog Talk.
Jeez. It's kind of a crazy situation. I don't know who to blame.
They have an issue with Internet Explorer. That's one thing that they confirmed.
Right. So, you know, that's the way it goes. And Carol.
Yes.
You have a show here on Blog Talk Radio too as well. So could you tell some of my listeners about your show?
I have five shows. I do five shows a week. I simulcast all the shows on my own, Goddess Aryan Moore, but three are on Body, Mind, and Spirit Network, and two are on Universal Spiritual Connection Network. And then I throw in the odd half-hour show here and there.
Universal?
Universal Spiritual Connection, USC. Lalani?
That's here on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, it is.
How did you go about that? I mean, I've heard people talk about shows and being, certain things like that too as well, but how do you go about doing that?
Well, it just...
Good
my
question,
going
huh?
to shows... Well, I did... When I moved to the UK, I've always been fascinated with radio, and I've always hovered around the multimedia industry and the broadcast industry
mm-hmm.
when I was in business. And when I moved to the UK, I was... In the village that I moved into, they were actually starting a community radio station, and I was involved right at the ground level, and I was the presenter for 5 years there. And I really enjoyed doing radio. And I've always taught what I do for the past 10 or 15 years, and it was just seemed going on to radio and just sharing some of my wisdom and my insights and just talking in general
mm-hmm.
For anyone who wanted to listen. So... Maharani, actually, I'd never heard of Blog Talk, and I didn't even know Maharani, but I met her through another website, and she invited me to listen to one of her shows. So I listened to one of her shows, and I was absolutely gobsmacked that here I could actually present my own show on the topic of my choice from my home, you know?
Yeah,
from
really.
Your couch. And I thought, this is something I'd love to play with, and so I created a show. I actually created two shows. They were only half hour each back in the summer last year. And I played, one was doing more of the native stuff that I do, and one was working on the Celtic angel side. and Goddess Aryan Moore stuck, and so I am Goddess Aryan Moore. And I just talk Law of Attraction and angels and whatever spirit guides me to talk about, or something that intrigues me that might impart some wisdom to someone else or make someone else's day.
Yes.
And that would be where I am. I'm a natural born healer, have been always. I'm a hands-on healer. I've always wanted to get my hands on people and physically touch people. Mm-hmm. And then from sounds obscene, doesn't it? And then it kind of evolved into doing energy work and then distance work, and I actually love doing distance work. So in some way, I prefer doing distance energy work over hands-on. I find the work is clearer, less interference. But I still do my hands-on. I do massage, reflexology. I did a aromatherapy massage. I've been a Reiki master since mid-90s. EFT. I've played with for myself. I'm not a practitioner. IET, integrated energy therapy. Touch for health, therapeutic touch. Plus, I've done a lot of some of the mysteries, so I've done some of the energetic healing works that don't have names, just whatever comes through the hands and where I feel called to touch or be. And
so what's the situation of healing? How's that work?
What do you mean with respect?
What's the dynamics? I mean, what I mean by that is, like, when I start to do healing for myself, it's like I put my hand on top and the bottom, and I focus on sending energy to the person, and I feel like that person, we work together to heal themselves.
Oh, it definitely is a co-relationship. I mean, you can send all the healing energy that you want, but if an individual within themselves is not ready to accept the healing energy, it just basically floats in the ethers around them until they're ready to embrace it and accept it. So there is a responsibility, basically 100% focus on the person who's receiving the healing. They're either open to it or they're not. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people who come to you for healing that they're, on some level, they're ready for it, but on another level, they're not ready. At an ego level, they're not ready for the shift that that healing is going to bring. And the biggest thing with healing, when people decide to get into the healing arts, is heal or heal thyself. It's the first person you start working on is yourself, because it's very difficult to be clear to channel energy for someone else if you're not clear within yourself, or at least willing to attempt to be clear within yourself. I don't think anyone in human form is completely ever clear, completely clear, but there's levels of clear. But intention, for me, whether it's hands on the body or distance work, I basically tap into the person that I'm going to work on, and I send forth the healing energy in whatever form is necessary for them to make the shift that they need at this time, be it for a belief, be it for a physical ailment, be it for an emotional ailment, and just to help them bring balance and peace. And so I basically merge in with them, with their energy field, and I send energy for them, trying to be clear and just allow universal spiritual energy to flow through me, healing energy. Archangel Raphael and Michael are the two major angels that I tend to work with in my healing work. Michael made himself very clear in the very beginning, the moment I stepped back onto the Reiki path, since I have done Reiki in many lives before. So when I went to Reiki, I mean, I just automatically signed up to become a Reiki master.
Gotcha.
I've never had a treatment, had never heard the word here, but I knew it's something that I had to do. And it was the first of the energy therapies that actually had a name, even though I put my hands on people. But it was kind of my first step in saying, okay, I'm a healer. I do Reiki. It was just a remembering of all of the energy therapies that I had done, and it's been a remembering for the past 20 years of past energy work and healing work that I have done. And there's new energy work starting to come in and head in for me, which I haven't quite taken on fully, but it's kind of hovering out there around me for me to embrace, and I haven't quite embraced the new energies coming in. But it's you need to adapt to it energetically, also to new therapies that are coming into you or new gifts that are coming in. So I'm in that transition stage of a different form of energy healing than I've done before. So it's kind of new and exciting, more working on a quantum level, which is all new. So it doesn't really have a name. Mm-hmm. It's just there.
Yeah, so, well, yeah. Does it really need a name to actually be effective? No, not really. But
you.
Know what the situation? I mean, do you also do readings, too?
I do readings, yes. So how about my readings? I mean, I used to always get messages, but more so when I was hands-on. And then as I did more hands-on, I realized that the messages were always there. It was just an excuse when I was hands-on someone. At times, the message was easier for them to hear and was usually part of what they needed to hear to shift or move ahead in something. So I tend to be the signpost for people. Not always what they want to hear, but having said that, usually there's a shift for them once they hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So that tends to be. So I'm not a medium per se, though I do occasionally have spirits of passed over people come to me, but usually it's with the angelic realm or the energy or just what spirit guides me to say or what I intuitively pick up. I'm empathic. I was very clairvoyant and clairaudient as a child, and I was shut down because I was just too wide open at that particular point, but those gifts are there, and when needed they do kick in. But
right.
more so I'm a knower. I'm more so it's empathic for me. When I'm hands on someone, I know where to put my hands because I feel it within my body. I taste it within my body. I feel it, I know it. And that helps me to connect more firmly with them. In my Reiki work, I don't follow standard hand patterns, but that's not necessary. I just know intuitively where to put my hands. It's just, you know, you say, what does a rose look like? And I see the rose, but I don't see it. I just know it. And that, it's been a difficult to grasp that aspect of getting information. And there's a lot of knowers, empathics out there who don't realize how their messages come to them and their guidance comes to them. It's a really fine line between what's your thoughts and the information that's coming through.
Right.
And there's always a question of disbelief when you first start out. Is this really a message or is this just my mind telling me something?
Okay, so with the situation at hand, is there a common theme in the messages that you do receive?
A lot of the message I have for the people that I've been working on for the past 5 years is it's time to let go of the past, to embrace the fact that you are a child of the universe and are meant to follow a path here, being an earth angel or a spirit service to help to move mankind forward on the evolutionary path. And to start to embrace the fact that we are united as a whole and we're not divided by religion or creed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So with the situation of coping with rapid changes, you know, everybody's talking about shifting time and that kind of stuff. Do you feel that too? And if you do?
Oh, time is racing. I cannot believe how fast time is and shifts are happening so rapidly. Moment by moment, and we don't even realize some of the shifts that are happening to us on a cellular level and on a soul level.
Mm-hmm.
The veil between the other side and here is so much thinner than it ever used to be. Messages are coming through so many different mediums and through so many different ways now. And the kids of today are so tapped in and tuned in. I mean, you look at some of the phenomenal music that's coming out, like Unwritten by Natasha and Firework, and some of the songs that the kids are listening to about who we are. When you listen, like read the lyrics and listen to the music, it really is all about the growth of spirituality, and the kids aren't seeing it, but they're embracing it, if that makes sense. You know, they don't realize.
Mm-hmm. No, they just know they like it, and they're drawn to it.
Yeah, and it lifts them. And I mean, look what's happening around the world. I mean, with breaking down of the old paradigms and the old religions and the breaking down of the old political structures, it's time. We're finally evolving. It's like the 100th monkey.
Hmm.
So it's finally.
The 100th monkey.
The 100th monkey is that with the hunter's monkey is basically if a monkey, one monkey goes out there and learns to, say, crack a nut in a certain way, and then on another island, another monkey learns to crack that nut themselves in that way. Once 100 monkeys anywhere in the world learn to crack that nut in a particular way, all the monkeys know it's implanted in their DNA, and it's called the 100th monkey principle.
Okay.
And it's the same with human form. It's like if you go back 100 plus years ago, colors like fuchsia and electric blue, we could not see those colors. They were not available to our eyes to see. Our vibrational, we couldn't read that spectrum of light.
Blue?
And just through the evolutionary process, we can now see those brilliant colors that were not natural in nature, but now exist now.
Situation, I read this before when they were talking, what you're talking about too as well, when they were bringing up the subject and they started talking about, if you notice how people describe the Mediterranean, they don't describe it as blue, they describe it more as maroon colors, and they were discussing the idea of our eyes, even still now, still evolving.
Major.
Yes. So that was kind of, that's the second time I've heard that, so I was like, because they were talking about the evolution and the evolutional eyes of the spectrum. The spectrum is opening up wider to see more colors than we ever have in the past, and certain things are changing in that kind of way. So I was like,
but to be able to see those lights, I mean, our physical structure has to change. Our bodies have to be able to handle the higher vibration to be able to see the wider spectrum. So it's an amazing time that we're living in, but things are escalating. I mean, if you look at World War One and World War Two, they were closer together, and then you look at some of the minor wars, and you look what's happening globally, like with the Berlin Wall, and the events are happening closer together and faster, breaking down the old. And I think that's part of this whole spectrum of the vibrational rise for all of us, and starting to see the full spectrum of what's out there, is that the old has to start to break down.
Yeah, we definitely have to clear out the old to bring in the new.
Mm-hmm.
It goes with everything. That is a good example for our people, especially when it comes to relationships, how people like to hang on to everything else, and then they're always wondering how they can't, how come they're not bringing in somebody new when they're still hanging on to maybe two or three past relationships, and that energy is still with them. So therefore, it has a tendency to deter away if anything else coming in. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, totally. And I mean, the thing is, the phone calls I do get, probably the number one phone call I get with, I actually after a while just don't want to even talk about it, is with respect to what relationship's coming in, what love life is coming in. It's like, you're not even set where you don't even really know what you want for most people. I mean, there are people that call in and you know right off the bat, you see the relationship coming in, you can see the person and feel the person that's there, they're ready, but with the people I hear them, I like to listen to other shows, and the number of people I hear that go from show to show to show to show asking the same question, and it's like, well, and everyone's told you there's work you have to do to bring in the type of person that you want to bring into your life. You have to do some work and some clearing and some healing yourself. If you don't want them dragging baggage into the relationship, well, then why are you dragging baggage into the relationship yourself?
Exactly. You know, you can't. I had a person call me up one time and ask me, she wanted to know how she could find Mr. Perfect. I said, well, there's one problem. She goes, what's that? I said, you got to be Mrs. Perfect. And she didn't like that term. She thought if she found Mr. Perfect, then her life would be perfect, not realizing it started with her, not with somebody else. And in order to change her outside life, she had to start changing within. And I guess it was too much work. And we were talking about this before on the show, people bouncing from show to show, and people out there going, oh, you guys are just bashing people and that kind of stuff. I said, no. The point of doing this kind of work is to help people grow. And if you're constantly bouncing back and forth each show and looking for the answers, and you've already been given the answers, then you're the one who's got the problem. And in the idea of bashing anybody else who would say anything about it definitely kind of confirms it, because you're still putting it out around you instead of admitting and going inwards and realizing that there is some work to be done. And the transfer of energy is like, we're sitting here giving you all this energy, helping you with the situation. You know, maybe in some ways they're bouncing around to different shows to get and taking advantage of that energy, which really throws things off balance, not just in their life, but people that they're touching as well. So that's why and you know, you've seen this before with readings and stuff, but sometimes you have a tendency to have people cross your path that either gone through something you've gone through. So you can definitely, you can definitely identify with what's going on. And then when you sit there and try to do that, because when I sit there and do readings, the reason I even talk about personal stuff is because it's just a way of relating and say, okay, you're not the only person that's gone through this. So therefore, it should be easy to understand and that you can get past this whole thing because here's somebody who did. But this, it's hard to explain to people when you start talking about people jumping from show to show to show to show. They don't understand that. The only reason we're seeing this is this just something that happens on Block Talk Radio. This is something with a lot of people out there with psychic lines too, jumping from psychic to psychic to psychic. And there's a lot of people putting themselves in debt, which means that's an imbalance.
Because completely a total.
Yeah, so if they work on themselves, first of all, they'll save a lot of money. But their life will start changing for the better.
But all of the basic readers, I mean, we all have our own gifts that we do, and we are interpretations of the messages that we get, and our personal life experiences and the work that we do all mold and make us all individual in the messages that we give. And sometimes someone gets a message from one person that they don't quite grasp, and then they go to someone else, and it becomes clear, and they move forward. But if you look at through all the messages that they get from whoever does the reading, it all has the same basic theme usually, and it's when it's the theme that they don't like to hear. And if you really do, if someone really does want to shift their lives or to manifest that relationship or that great job or good health, they have to be prepared to do the work because they are told, you are told, as an individual, you are responsible for your life. I mean, you decided before you came here what was going to be your lessons in your life when you come here. You decided who you were going to work with here, and they agreed to help you. You agreed to the guides that were going to work with you, the trials and tribulations that you were going to experience to help you to overcome and to move farther down your path. And that's why we're here. And as we're going down the path, to lift others and help others in the agreements that we agreed to do. And this has been our path through numerous lifetimes. So there's a lot of stuff now coming up that is past life stuff from 50 lives ago, 10 lives ago, 7 lives ago, that's coming up saying now it's time to clear it. It's, you know, you've brought this in now. This is part of your soul's blanket that you're carrying with you, that it's time to now finally move and heal through these life incarnations. And it's all coming, and people, that's why things are so fast these days. I mean, you think back 20 years ago in a company, or 30 years ago, I mean, you would have a department of 100 people doing payroll for a large company. Now there's like two. There's two. And they also have like another 16 jobs they do because of the advent of computers. And time is speeding up. Karma's coming back. Instant karma definitely exists. You know, it's not like it boomerangs out there and comes back 5 lives down the road. It's now coming back now. It's coming back tomorrow in 5 minutes, in 5 days, in 5 weeks. So right now, it's everything is coming forward. We know we're here to do a major shift. So all of the stuff from the past lives and now is coming up and say, okay, time to clear it. Time to clear it and release it and let it go and move on. Because once you do, the sky's the limit for you. But until you do it, same old, same old. You're just going to replay the same pattern over and over again until you finally get it. And the number of people who call in who are in a relationship, it's gone badly or they've just broken up and it's 6 months and they're looking for a serious long-term relationship. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, hey, like, you ever thought of maybe taking another year and just enjoying being by yourself, with yourself, and deciding what you really want in your life for you, as opposed to not liking being alone?
Yeah.
There's some real valuable lessons and teaching and healing that happens for you when you allow yourself the space to be out of relationship for a while, especially after a significant relationship, because regardless of who left who, there is a grieving process that one must go through. And a healing process, regardless of how amicable it was, it's still a loss.
That is true.
And people don't like to do that grieving and healing.
That's the most important. That's one thing we were talking about yesterday, too. We're talking about alchemy and healing, and people are, I think, we're kind of thinking about, okay, sometimes you don't put the two together, but in a sense, you know, the idea of energy, divine alchemy is what we were talking about yesterday, which is what we're talking about today, too, is divine alchemy, which you create different things as in different changes in your life. And it's amazing how you could put that into play, because we're centered on energy is the main part of healing itself. So therefore, say that you have a change in your thinking, and now you're thinking positive, I still look at that as some kind of healing in itself, healing in thought. Because now you see things differently, which now you're doing things differently.
Completely agree with you there. Completely agree with you there. I mean, to me, alchemy and healing, they are the same thing to me. Basically, it's just a transformation of energy. It's changing and shifting how the energy appears and the work the energy does, which is basically what alchemy is. And, you know, turning steel into gold or iron into gold. I mean, it's basically just transferring and transforming that energy pattern. I mean, everything is energy. Whether it's a rock, whether it's a tree, or whether it's a star in the sky, it's all the same universal energy. It's just in a different form. And alchemy is shifting that form. And thought forms are things, and thought forms create our reality in this human existence. And so any kind of healing work that you do on self, be it with your thoughts, your emotions, physical energy, transformation, it all shifts your life, so it's all alchemy.
Yeah, so I was, you know, going over anything in relationships, and once you start healing your thinking, then it's like a chain reaction, which basically filters itself down to everything else in your life. Relationships, you think about them in a different way, you approach them in a different way. Your abundance, your life, your career, you know, you start seeing things differently, and that's a major healing that just keeps continuing. So, you know, go ahead.
From the point of view in relationship, I mean, a relationship to me is supposed to be one complete human being merging with another complete human being and making a third party. The relationship is a third aspect of it, but we need to be whole within ourselves. Mm-hmm. And if you're not whole within yourself, you cannot invite another whole person to be into your experience and have that relationship that you want. And if you can't be truthful with yourself as to where you are and what you want, how can you be truthful with a partner? If you don't love yourself completely and embrace all aspects of yourself, what, even if you judge them bad, how can you love unconditionally someone else? And how can you accept the love that they're giving you if they are whole? I mean, everyone around us mirrors aspects of ourselves that we don't want to see, both good and bad. I mean, people who are in conflict with, they are showing the conflict within ourselves that we don't want to look at or transform. Likewise, those powerful, strong people that come into our lives that are pillars of strength and this beacon or lighthouse on the rock that can save us, they're showing that that's within us ourselves.
Yeah.
So you have to do the inner work. You have to. You cannot get away from it. If you don't do it, then guess what? The same old is going to keep on happening until you finally get sick of being on the merry-go-round and you get off and you say, you know what? Enough is enough. Okay, I'll change.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done resistance like no one can, man. I have got ruts probably 10 miles deep behind me at various stages of my life where I didn't want to go there.
Right.
But it's true. I don't. Anyone who's on the healing path has been there. We've all had our resistance. We've had our temper tantrums. Mm-hmm. But then you come to the realization that if this is where you really want to be down the road, then you got to do it. Otherwise, you're just going to keep on reliving the same. What you're doing is not working. Well, guess what? If you keep on doing it, it's still not going to work.
Yeah, I know. I was going over some things yesterday when we were talking about the healing part, and I said, if you want to, take the part where it talks about success in your life, as in your life, and what you're giving and that kind of stuff, and realistically, I've said this before too. If you have seen psychics, and not just psychics themselves, but they seem to have a problem with everything. That they think someone's taking something from them, and I just feel like to see that one thing on the surface can be traced to many things of insecurities in themselves. And I also feel like in the process, if they don't look at that and work on themselves, then I don't feel like they're really giving 100% to their clients. And they really can't be honest with themselves and say they do. If they're thinking about what people are taking from them, anytime you're thinking about what someone's taking from you and really feeding into that fear, it's hard to even give to 100% to yourself. So we had this little meditation where I was telling everybody, I said, just focus on this, where it talks about in general, today, success is the natural order of the universe, wholly ordained by God as a force for good, to replace the effects of this world with divine reality, to transform failure to fulfillment, lack to abundance, illness to wholeness, and discord to harmony, as the power moves through us to accomplish and achieve in accordance with the law of being. Which means the idea of coming to a realization that success is natural order. Therefore, success in all parts of your life is obtained, because I've seen a lot of people they focus on success in their careers, but they have a bad relationship. And then they want to know how come they still, even by having such great success, that they still have an imbalance in their lives. When basically, because the alchemy book that I have is called The Alchemist Handbook. And I want to tell everybody, give us about 3 more minutes, and then we're going to start doing some readings. And we're just trying to finish with the topic here on the healing process. And see, the ideal of thinking about abundance and alchemy would, like we were talking about yesterday, it's just one of those things that you have to work on first, and then the rest of it will follow. So,
the other thing, I'd like to add to that is if you look at all of the relationships you have in your life, no one that you are in relationship with owes you anything. Their responsibility in their lives is to live their lives to the fullest and to be the best that they can be, the brightest star that they can be for themselves, and to be willing and open to share that with someone else. But they don't owe you anything. They are not here to make your life complete and make your life better. They're here to enhance your living experience in the same way that you gift and enhance theirs, but you still have to do the work. So if you're blaming outside sources for your problems, be it a bad relationship, you don't like your job, fighting at work, or whatever it is, it's you. You need to ask the question, what are you doing that's creating this around you? Because until you answer that question, nothing's going to change or shift.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard to listen to somebody talking about their lives, and they keep telling you over and over again what's going on, but I've worked on myself, so it can't be me. You're like, gosh, okay, I'm telling myself, I have to share the moment. I know the answer that someone needs to hear, but I wonder if they're actually going to listen and, do something about it, because at that moment, I've had a couple of readings before where I kind of pause and the person goes, so what are you going to say? And I'm sitting there going, well, I got the answer. I'm not really sure you're going to listen, but I'll tell you anyway. And I'll tell them, and then they come back and say, nope, it's not me. It's got to be enough. I can't figure out what it is. It's not me. And if you're sensitive, check them very quickly, and you just to the conclusion, because I think that you're not just going to go there to admit that just yet. And I tell them all the time, if it's happening to you right now, and it's crossing, all these things are crossing your path, and they're pointing towards you, and all this stuff going on, you say you're not ready or you're not strong enough to deal with it right now, well, it's happening for a reason. So the answer really is truthfully is you are ready for this. So therefore, you should take that into consideration too and start doing the work. If you keep hearing the same thing over and over again, like I always tell people before, when you get a realization, you don't wait until next week to make the decision. The realization at that moment was happening at that moment, because that's when the decision needs to be made. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree with you on that. I completely and totally agree with you on that. That is, you just summed it up. That's the best way to put it.
So I want you all to sit there and think. And we also talk about relationships. Now, in the situation we're talking about relationships, you're not saying romantic or anything. We're saying loving relationships. Loving relationships with anybody. Friendships, mother, family, friends, and your loved ones and your romantic partner too as well. But you have to have, you know, it's one of those things in your life, like I've always said before, if you meet a guy who's just nice to you but he treats everybody else like crap, run. Because that guy is lying to you. And in the sense of the word too, you should also look at the reflection of that person as well and ask yourself what you're learning from this person crossing your path. But I've had so many people think, oh, it's so sweet. He's treating me as special, but everybody else, he's, you know. And I just keep saying over and over again, oh my gosh, that's just crazy. Because realistically, if that person is really a loving, caring person, and he is that loving person, then he'll be loving and caring, not just to her, but everybody in his life. And when he's not, there are certain considerations of family and that kind of stuff. Family can rub you a certain way, I guess. But I'm just saying in general, if he has great if he has great, huh?
Old wisdom that I was given by an old Jewish mama years ago, because I was raised in a Jewish community, is that if he doesn't love his mother, then you need to look twice. And likewise, if she doesn't love her mother, you need to look twice. Because if, for all the trials and tribulations we have with our parents, the relationship he has with his mother is the relationship you're going to have with him as a woman. And the relationship that she has with her father is the relationship you're going to have. And if it's estranged, then you know she's going to have problems in her relationship.
So the girl loves her.
That's what I've discovered.
Okay.
Basically, because let's put it this way, the very first relationship that children learn is the relationship between their parents.
Mm-hmm.
The very first male that she interacts with in her life as a daughter is father, and the very first relationship a son interacts with is mother. And so how the parents' relationship is part of the early processing that goes on. But it was basically put that if there's love after all that's gone on, if there's love and compassion for mother by male or female, then at that point their heart usually is open to be loving and compassionate with others.
Excuse me.
I mean, there are exceptions to the rule, but that was kind of a rule of thumb that was given to me many, 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 many years ago. Which, when looking around at relationships of friends and family and people I've spoken with, it's quite true, actually.
It is. It's more true than not. I mean, like you said, there are a couple of variations here and there, but, you know, I guess if you have a... Well, not really. I think, you know, if you... I just had a girlfriend who had a problem with her father when she was younger about certain things that happened. That I guess in a certain way would understand about commitment, that kind of thing. So, or playing games.
But there comes a point where you forgive your parents and you forgive people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't forgiven, because they are basically doing the best they could at the time.
That's what I'm saying. I sat there and tried to talk to your girl and said, "Have you forgiven him for what he did to you?" And she's like, "Why should I? I mean, I'm not going to condone that kind of crap." I'm sitting there going, "That's not what I ask you. Forgiveness is not condoning. Forgiveness is realizing. You know, it's like acceptance. A person is who they are, and you're not accepting for what they did to you, but you are accepting them for who they are." And realizing that that's what they was at that time in their lives. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain in some situations, especially when you have sexual, you know, certain things that happen as being younger, as adult. You know, you look back on those things, you know, how can you forgive somebody for doing those kind of things? But, you know, it's the idea of forgiveness is letting go of it. I always focus on that. Forgiveness is for not, it's more for you than it is them.
Oh, for sure. Forgiveness is always for self.
So you let go of the whole thing. You say, you know something? I don't really care about that situation. It happened, it happened. Also, with the situation, I mean, I've sat there and looked at situations, too. We had a friend of mine on the show who was talking about certain things like that happening, too. And taking 100% accountability for that as well. And a lot of people sit there going, okay, you got molested as a child, and how can you be responsible? It's like this girl, there was a friend of mine, and she was talking about being 9 years old, and she had this feeling. She's like, your guides and angels I still feel like your guides and angels are there from birth, okay? And it's just the idea of coming to an attunement with them. And some people do it very early. But I think we always hear certain things. We just don't understand what they are. And she said in those situations, she said her guidance came to her twice and told her not to go to a certain person's house because that was what was going to happen. And she didn't listen and she went anyway. So she said that she feels like, you know, the only person she can really blame in that situation, she's not really saying anything in the sense of word of this guy that, you know, condoning it. She's just saying that every decision we make in our lives puts us in a certain situation, certain area, getting certain results. And she said that at a very young age, she just realized that quicker than anybody else, I guess. But not quick enough to keep her out of that situation, but by realizing that, it was easier for her to let go and to move on and to forgive that person. And that's the whole point, you know? Does that make sense to you?
Totally makes sense to me. I mean, if you think about it, Taoists, they cannot be used as jurors. In the American justice system, actually in most of the justice systems in the free world, because they work on the basis that if someone murdered someone or raped someone or some other crime like that, basically it's past life karma. It's returning the favor of something that was happened that was their destiny to fulfill that, to pay back.
Yeah, we had
because of past life karma, and that, as in, so if these events happen to you, it's usually some kind of karmic event from a past life that's being replayed out and paid back in this time, and it was agreed upon on this level. That's a big bite for a lot of people to accept, but if you really look at the total understanding and acceptance that you are totally responsible for your life and every experience that you're having here, good, bad, and indifferent, you need to put into place your karmic and your past lives as to what did you do back then,
right,
that put this energy into play now.
Yep, and that was awesome. Just want to tell everybody out there, we are doing readings today. So if you want to call in here and get a reading or ask a couple questions, the number is 646-721-9031. And if you notice in the chat room, my information is in there where I'm talking about, I have this thing called the Colorado Fund and Support the Show Fund, where you help me get home to Colorado and help me to keep the show going. And for every donation of $5 more, you will receive a five card angel reading. And that's nothing really to sneeze at either, because that's like 30 minutes. So it's not a 60-minute session, but it is a 30-minute session. Maybe about 45 minutes. That's depending on the person, individual. But it's called a five card foundation reading, and it's basically a card of, started with five cards, and we built a pyramid. So it's more than five cards. So just check it out. So basically, for every donation of $5 or more, you get one of those donations. And all I'm asking you to do is contact me through my website, which is www.psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com, or you can call me through through Skype, which is actually, and my username is donald.reed8. So call me there. And but if you go to the website and you book a, you do give a donation, then contact me through my website and leave a phone number so I can call you back. So therefore, we can do a reading for you. Also, the same thing too with my private readings. If you want to book a private reading with me right now, for people call the show, $65 for a 60 to 90 minute session. It's $45 for a 30 to 45 minute session, and $30 for a 15 to 30 minute session. And like I said before, if you want to take advantage of those and you want to book a reading with me right now by leaving a message through my website, I'll also give you an additional 10% off that. So it's one of those things about, you know, almost like we're having a special. It's called Help Donnie Get His Phone Back On and Pay Some Bills. So I'll give you an extra 10% off on your reading. So book with me right now. And also the same thing with the relationship counseling sessions and life coaching, also spiritual coaching. We also have a thing where I work with children too. I work with parents and children who have special gifts to help them be able to work with each other to help that child to advance, grow, and nurture in a good way, like, you know, giving them the tools they need. So he also, in a situation like that, those sessions right now are usually $175 for a 90-minute session, and right now I'm going for $125. $125 for a 90-minute session for each one of those things. And I always say that you should always, in those kind of situations, it's good to book three, because it takes about three sessions, really, it does. So if you book three sessions and you book them in advance, that will be $333. Now, if you take the $125 and you add it up in three sessions, that's actually $375. So even if you book and you get three in advance, you're still getting a good break on that, too, of almost another additional $40 or $50 off on that, too, as well. That's $333, not the $375. So, like I said, book now and get in there and get your readings, and we're just trying to get back in the black, you know, get out of the red. And we've had some situations here that have been going on with, I guess you would say, family and that kind of stuff. So we're just asking that we all work together and kick in and chip in, because I guarantee you, for every donation you make, for every reading you do, that money enables me to keep going, keep doing this work, and also keep the show going. Because I guarantee you, for each reading that we do on the air, it touches 10 other people out there listening. So see how it all works? We're all working together to change this world to be a better place. And I just want to keep it going. So therefore, just, you know, just all give each other a hand. You call in here, you get the answers. Your donation helps me, but it helps about 10 other people as well. So you'll be amazing. You'll be amazed how everything touches everybody. So therefore, let's get back to the show. And we do have a caller, so let's go and answer some questions. And it's now 8:46 p.m. Eastern here, and it's March. I just dropped the phone. It's March 8th. And it's 2011. This is a good year. 11s are great. I've seen 11s everywhere. If you see 11, I guarantee you should focus exactly at that moment, exactly on what you do want, because these vortexes that we talk about, this energy, they'll bring you up, but they also take you down as quick as they take you up. So keep that focus on the positive and keep that vibration up. So take that into consideration. I was going to say something else too. I can't remember what it was. Oh yes, I have a show on tonight at midnight. We're doing readings tonight at midnight for 2 hours, so if you want to join us there, that is midnight, 12 a.m. Eastern, and a Psychic Journeyman's midnight hour. I just figured since I'm up until 5 in the morning, why not sit there and contribute to everybody else? So you see, it's the idea of touching more people and sitting there coming in there. So if you get a chance, give a call in, answer some questions, because we're doing readings. If there's something you want to bring to the table that a format for the show itself, they do have a tendency to take on a life of their own. So we've seen that happen many, many times. And Carol?
Yeah, just give me 1 second just to grab something real fast. Just want to get a drink of water. 30 seconds. 2 seconds.
Oh, no problem. Take your time. We'll just go ahead and bring this lady on here and start the whole thing rolling. Area code 435. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Helen, and thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you.
You're welcome, Helen. And where are you calling from?
Utah.
Utah?
Yeah.
Utah. Where's Utah at? Is that close to Nevada?
It's over by Colorado and Montana, Wyoming. It's in the west.
It's probably one of those things I've seen before. You know, it's just sometimes you get kind of slips your mind for a minute. So, Helen, with the situation in your life right now, are you, do you have a couple questions for us?
Pardon?
Do you have a couple questions for us?
Yes, I do. I've been out of work for a couple of years, and so my bills have piled up, and they're taking me to court. So I'm wondering, I made an investment a while ago, and I'm wondering if you know, I'll be able, you know, before I have to go to court so I can pay these people, if I'll be able to cash in on my investment and, you know, like $1 million.
$1 million?
Yes.
So you're being taken to court?
I am being taken to court. I'm going to call them on Friday. I was served the 6th
mm-hmm.
of this month. That was Sunday. I was served Sunday. And I wonder if I'm going to be able to cash in on my investment so I can pay these people, or are they going to have to garnish my wages?
Hmm. Okay. The answer I keep getting is yes. You will be able to cash in your investment. With the thing that you're being sued for, do you have property?
No, I don't. I don't. I live in a fifth wheel.
And you're being sued for what? I guess it's, I keep trying to pick up on that thing, and it's just confusing to me.
I'm being sued for credit card.
Really?
Yes. I worked forever and ever, and then for 2.5-3 years, I didn't hardly work at all. So I couldn't pay my credit card bills.
Mm-hmm.
I only paid what I could possibly, you know, the lowest. I didn't pay my credit card bills.
Mm-hmm.
So no, now they're taking me to court.
Right. And I guess I'm just thinking. I've been in situations like this before myself, and a lot of times with the resistance and not refusing to pay, I guess people don't understand that you really don't have to. They can threaten you with all kinds of stuff. I had a guy call me up and said we had made an arrangement for to pay off a credit card at $80 a month, and he called me up and he said, how can we resolve this? And I'm like, well, if you drop it down to $40 a month, then I can do that. And he said, well, we can't do that. I said, and then he turned around and said, so what you're saying is you're refusing to pay this? I'm like, no, if I'm not mistaken, that's what you said. I told you what I could do, and you're refusing to do that. So therefore, you need to do that. And then he came back and said, well, you do realize this is being recorded. I said, yeah, for training purposes only, because you can't use it in court. And it's amazing how you guys think that this whole situation of things going on, because we can't afford lawyers and that kind of stuff. And, but you guys can do this kind of crap, and you can do what you want. But I don't own any property. I don't own nothing. So therefore, what are you trying to get? And I understand it's the ideal situations, but they're not really taking into consideration that moment in time, what you got going on, you're not doing anything to nobody. You're just trying to, you got yourself into a situation that you never foreseen. Or maybe you didn't foresee it, but you didn't listen to the foreseen things that came to you. And here you are now. You can go ahead and pay them. I mean, it's one of those things. I would just not even focus on that, because there's too much energy going into that, the bills and that kind of stuff, when you should be focusing on the outcome. And what I mean, and people said, well, we are focused on the outcome, but we got to think about the bills too. No, you don't. See, every time you get the energy going into the bills, that's energy taken away from the solution. The solution is not the bill. And that's why I keep hearing over and over again, it's like we get too much focus here, and it feels like a lot of things could come through. I also keep getting credit card consolidation, but there are some certain things here. And I wish some of these people out there, like Kevin, what's his name? There are certain companies you can go to. I've seen this before, where you can get all that thing dropped down to almost zero and hardly have to pay anything.
Yeah, but I can't find those companies. And,
I understand.
And in Utah, they can garnish our wages. And I've been working for four and a half months now. And so they'll garnish my wages.
Yes,
so
they will garnish your wages.
I want to be able to cash in on this investment I made so I can pay my bills. That's what I don't want to cheat anybody out of anything.
I understand what you're saying. I really do. But see, in the process of the position you're in, you can't give what you don't have. So the idea of ripping anybody off, it's the credit card company ripping you off and trying to get something they don't even deserve. All that money you're paying is basically fees. It's not the money that you charge. It's just the fees they're wanting back. And when the reason I'm saying this, I've been in situations where I used to tear and bounce some checks. And when I went to court over the whole thing, they got a judgment, of course, but they got mad. Walmart got mad because the courts wouldn't collect all the money, And the bank, and the court said we're not a collection agency. If you want your money back for the bounced checks, fine. But we can't collect. We cannot collect fees.
Okay.
That came from the courts. So it's like
when I
talk about consolidation, I mean consolidate the bills and make sure what you're paying is not the whole thing, because realistically and lawfully, even in this, because one thing a lot of states try to do is they try not to tell you things about the federal law. Because some laws, the federal, the due process with the whole thing, that you don't, there's a lot of things that you're not aware of that they're not telling you. And in the process of doing those things, maybe you can't find companies that consolidate or something like this, but I'm just saying there are certain ways of doing research to find out other things about this company within itself. Because what I'm telling you is I understand that, I don't know, it's just the idea of the situation when you say I can't do something. There's other solutions out there because I can see them. And that's what I'm saying to you. On a psychic level, I'm seeing other options here besides this one. Now, with the idea of the investment coming through and being able to take advantage of that, I get yes that you will be able to do that. But I also feel like there's something you can do before that happens too as well, where you might actually be able to keep the investment for yourself and to do with it what you plan on doing in the first place.
I do. I live in a fifth-wheel trailer, and I want a house.
Yes, you do. That's what I was saying before, because I feel like I keep seeing that's what's confusing about me with the situation. The company keeps pressing and stressing and saying this doesn't treat you like a criminal when you're not. Remember we talked about before about reflections? Something in a way that says, okay, why are these people treating me like a criminal? When actually it's reflecting back of their true intent and who they really are. Criminals.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Do you see me being able to cash in for $1 million within the next 3 weeks?
Oh, next 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Does it have to be in the next 3 weeks? Yes.
No.
Okay.
Well, I would like it to be.
Okay. You know, I keep getting a month, maybe.
Pardon?
What came to me was a month, like 4 weeks. And I wish I could give you the 3 weeks, but I can only tell you what I see.
Okay.
Because I'm just saying, see, one thing I do realize in these situations is the idea of focusing and doing meditations and opening it up and say, okay, angels, is there some other way of doing this? And can I actually bring this to me quicker? And more likely you'll hear the answer, yes. It's just the idea you have to believe it too as well. Because I tell you all the time,
okay.
I can do readings until I'm blue in the face. If you don't believe what I say or have any kind of intent to have a belief in yourself that you can't do it, then a lot of times, and 9 out of 10 times, it won't happen. Because I've had the same problem with relationships all the time, where people go, well, this didn't happen. But somewhere in your
I'm believing for 8 days. I am believing for 8 days. And I'm counting down those days, believe me. So this would be day number 6. Okay, 6 more days. I'm believing for 6 more days.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, I, in my journal, which I just lost for some, oh, there it is. I have a thing in here that I focus on myself, and it's just basically I bless every day with 4 private $100 readings. Or whatever day it is. I change it from time to time, but I have a tendency to revamp a lot of things. But at the same time, I still believe in what I say. And that was the biggest thing I was picking up, too, with you, was just a little bit of checking up, making sure that there's nothing in there that could keep working against you. Because that's just, you know, the idea what I see, too, is focusing on...
Hello? You're breaking up?
No, I'm here. I'm pondering a thought here, okay? I'm trying to make sure I have the fact behind what I'm saying so I can actually give that to you as well. But, okay. What's the situation, Andy? Just believe it. We'll have it. Okay.
Thank you.
Because a lot of times the situations also, I like to expand on these things, and when they don't happen the way they're going to happen, you still can't lose faith in what you're focusing on coming to be. Timing is the hardest thing, because timing is one of those things where the universe is making things fall into place in your best interest. Now you're thinking your best interest is on 8 days. They might think differently, so therefore it's going to play out that way. So I'm just saying, in the process of dealing with the situation, like I have this one journal where I sit there and wrote in there where I focus on things, but I also put down, after I get in focusing and visualizing and feeling it, like I've already got it, I'll put a a little twist on the end of it and say, okay, this or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the good, for the best for everyone. So what I'm doing is, this is what I want, universe, but if there's something better and a better way to go about it, I'm open up to that too as well. So you might want to try that.
Okay.
For everyone concerned. That's the whole thing. For everyone concerned. So what you're saying in the process is, they want their money, you want your money, and you're up in the universe up to say, okay, I want a win-win situation here so they can get what they want because that's what I want. That'll make me feel good. But at the same time, I like to have my house. So there's nothing wrong with saying both those things because you're actually working out a win-win situation here, which will work out best for both of you.
Yes, I want to pay my bills. I want to pay what I owe.
And I'm just saying my situation. When the credit card companies and like that didn't get paid, and they eventually had to write it off, it's because of their tactics. And when we talk about karma, we have to understand karma doesn't just work for us hardworking people. It also works for these corporations, too. Like the situation I was in when I was renting an apartment, and the lady lied to me, flat out lied to me about something, and she didn't get her rent money. Not because it was like I didn't have it, but I was sent somewhere else. So I got an apartment somewhere else. That was karma working because that lady was lying. She got nothing because of what she was trying to do. So we have to look at these situations for what they are too as well. I just don't feel like you're a person who's trying to do something mean and take and not give this company what they deserve. It's just that in the situation you're in, it's not possible to do so. So that's what I'm saying with the situation. The company's not looking at that part of the whole thing. And I'm really getting appalled with a stupid country. Because right now it's just money is the big thing. We don't care about people anymore. We just don't. And I don't care who's listening out there, it's the truth. And the truth is coming across very clearly because people are getting thrown in the streets. Not because they didn't pay the bill. It's because the company didn't like the whole idea of not getting their money. When we start thinking that way, human life starts going down the down the toilet because we're not thinking and caring and loving and finding other solutions for these situations because they do exist, but no one's willing to take that extra mile to go find the solution. Throwing people on the street is not a solution because all it does is put more people on the government systems, puts more strain on this country. So tell me how that is a solution. It's not.
I know that, but I haven't paid my credit card bills for over 2 years.
Well, why not? Because you can't. If you was in a situation where you could pay them off right now, this minute, you would. I'm saying, I see you as a good person. You're looking for a solution. But I don't think the idea of a solution of you losing everything is a solution. It's everybody wants what they deserve. And one thing I wish people would realize when I was talking about donations and stuff, I said, realize this, guys. I think it would be a whole lot easier for us to give if we realize right now that we don't own nothing on this planet. It's all given to us so we can exist on this planet. We can be comfortable and abundant and prosperous. But these all come from source. You can say universe, you can say God, whatever. But the truth is, you might not. In the Alchemist Handbook, it talks about this too. It puts it very clearly. It says, and the fact is that while we are not all of God, God is all of us. No matter if you want to believe it or not, some things are true. And that's the point. And that's what we're saying here. We have people and we have companies and that stuff. They're not looking at the solution and saying, okay, if you was really a loving, caring person, don't sit here and say, well, I'm at work. I have to do this because I work for this company. No, if you work for that company, more likely you're a selfish little ass too. And I'm sorry to say that, but the point is you are associated with it, you are working there, and you are part of a company that pretty much takes people to the bank and then just leaves them on the freaking street and says, okay, sorry to have a house to live in, but that's just what it is because we are money. And then they go home to their cushy little houses, and they don't think nothing about it. And I feel like there should be more people in this world than that. That's balance. Like we were talking about before, balance is having balance between physical and spiritual. Not just being totally spiritual, being totally physical. And people are totally physical. And then we have the other people on the other hand, we're going out there saying that everybody's wrong and we're all going to hell. That's totally spiritual. There's no balance there. There has to be balance in life. If there's no balance, then you sit and look at the world right now. The reason there's a lot of imbalances in certain areas of the world, people just do not love unconditionally no more. Not that they can't. I'm not saying there's not people out there who don't. But we all sit there and did the same thing. Because here you are, this loving, caring person. And you're trying to do the right thing. in the situation. But I just really feel like I'm in the same situation. I get to sit there and take a long story, make it short. Because, yeah, I see what the deal is saying. No, the most important part of this situation is you. Okay? You got a lot of things, a lot of relief on your own self, a lot of kind of stuff, and you're changing those things. And right now, you're being threatened because of the fear of you might lose some more stuff. And I'm just saying, with you, I would still take it from yourself every morning until this does materialize. I'm looking at just a solution with this. And the credit card companies, you're looking for a change in life because you're selling a house and you're focusing on a house. But I feel like what the real this really is of doing that is your foundation. If you look at anybody who's really a big part of their life, and I've actually seen a lot of them dream too, people dream about a house. So that house can actually be separated and cut to four or five different areas, which represents part of your life. And that's your house. But that's also your foundation. I sit there and say, to be honest with you, I don't like credit card companies. And because it's a big money race. And no one's really caring about that. And I say that because I want to put it out of the way and saying, the rest of us are working toward really bouncing out the world. And I swear to you guys, every time you see someone who's bouncing out their life physically, spiritually, it does not just change them. It also has a positive effect on the world, the universe in itself, of harmonizing one person at a time. And but if we keep focusing on money, we're losing half of what's really important, is the individual, which each individual who becomes strong with themselves strengthens the community and the society. Okay? That's what I mean. So if we're going to keep focusing on a piece of cloth with anything on it as the center of your world, then that money taken away, that's your foundation. So what I'm saying with you, Helen, is I still see some positive outcomes here, but the more you work on that foundation, the more of a situation that you're focusing on is going to come to you.
Okay.
I'm done ranting. I'm sorry, but it's just, I really get irritated when companies like come after people like you and are scaring the hell out of you and what they're threatening to take from you. They've already basically lied to you by what they're doing. I mean, banks charging $34 an overdraft fee. Why? Because they have all these things. Banks are making profits. No matter how the company is, the banks are making profits. Companies, the company you're working for, the credit card company, made $40 billion last year. I don't think they're going to go in debt anytime soon. So that's what I'm saying. That's lying to you. It's like, oh, we just want money. No, they don't. They just want money. And you want to give it to them? But I'm just saying you need to work on yourself as well, you know? Take some time for yourself. It seems like you've just been really pulled in like four or five different directions. And I just feel like you need to take some time for yourself.
I need to do that. I really do.
So with the situation, I still have a positive outcome to this whole situation. So still keep focusing and hanging there. And if you have any more questions, just give me a call. If you want to get a reading from me, with people calling in right now, with the situation going on, that kind of stuff, I can give it to you, because I usually charge people $65 for a 60-minute session for people just calling on the show. But, you know.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Alrighty?
Thank you.
And plus, if you got any calls, just email me through my website. I'll answer anything you need to answer, right? But just keep focusing on the thing you have, because, like I said before, I still feel like the investment is going to come through. The investment's still going to come through, okay, before you lose anything.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have a great time. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
See, I got that you shouldn't cash the investment.
Well, she shouldn't cash the investment. I still feel like something's going to come through.
there's definitely other options coming through that she's I'm basically getting she is so trapped into the older mentality that
mm-hmm.
it's blocking all of the other opportunities and options available to her, and it's the only way she can see to go through it, and it's to me it's her worst option is what I'm getting.
Right. So what you're saying is that she shouldn't cash the investment in because
she shouldn't cash the investment in, and the tragedy is it's unfortunate that she didn't make like a $1 payment all of those months. Because if she had just made a $1 payment those months, at
uh-huh.
least it was her effort that's the best I can do, and the court would have at that point gone even stronger on her side with respect to breaking it down. And then
she
would have argued that they freeze the interest charges and they freeze all of those charges. But she really needs to get, she needs to get a debt expert in there for free.
Yeah, we talked about this credit card consolidation companies and stuff. I think she said she was having trouble finding those, but she's still a bit on paying that debt off. Getting some opportunities off. No, I think she personally, the way she's focusing, the way she's working right now, she's going to open up those opportunities. Now, we're hoping it's sooner than later, but. You know, it's like, I didn't really focus and say, okay, she's really working on it and working on herself, because she's even admitted that she needs to work more on herself. Now, she takes that choice and really starts working on herself more. Because I'm just tired right now with the situation of this government, and just everybody wants to take everybody's money.
They do.
I mean, we're
still
talking about
the same thing that's happening here.
Yeah, because everybody's going to talk about, okay, well, you owe me this. No, no one owes you nothing. You know, it's like I was working for the carnival, and this guy, we had a big misunderstanding, I think, because the guy came to the ride, and his son couldn't get on unless he had his father ride with him. But his father refused to go buy a ticket. So the guy gave me $5 and said, here, I'm going to give you a tip for $5. Let me go on the ride with the kid. Now, I'm thinking like this. This is why I think. You know, these dumbass companies are sitting there going, okay, I want to make all the money I can. Well, I think that zero, anything above that is great. Anything above that is great. Because each person that gets on the ride, that their parents could ride with them, it was, they're still paying for tickets and armbands and all kinds of stuff for those kids. But if everything stops, then the company's not making any money at all because we can't let the parents ride. So I just went through the whole thing. And next thing I know, I got some guy walking up to me, which is actually the boss's son. And he said, well, the person that saw you, take this money for this ride. And I'm sort of going, nope, the guy said he gave me a tip. He said, well, you know what that was for. I said, nope, this is the way it works, guys. What that person tells me is what I'm going to listen to. Because that's his intent. Just because you didn't perceive it that way, that's your perception, of course. But in that conversation between me and that guy, that's exactly what it was meant to be. So he was sitting there saying, well, you're stealing from me. My definition of stealing is taking something from somebody who already possesses it, okay? Now, assuming that you're supposed to have something and then someone supposedly took it from you, I don't look at that as being stealing. That's somebody who thinks that everybody owes them all the stuff in the freaking world, and they're looking at the situation. And the reason I say that, because in the context of this conversation with this guy, he said, you're taking food out of my mouth and my kids' mouth. Now, what he's trying to do is make me feel sorry for him. Now, in the process, why would he make me feel sorry for him, first of all? If it's true what he's saying to me, then all he had to do was say, hey, that's my money, you stole it, and he would have had me sit down the road. But he didn't do that. He sat there and said, you know, he could have gone another route, but he sat there and looked at me and said, we'll do it this way, we'll do it that way, and everywhere else we're going to do that kind of thing. But he didn't do that. That's what I'm saying. So my thing is, why didn't he do that? Because he knew for a fact that if the cops didn't show up, how can you sit there and prove that someone just stole something that he never possessed in his hands? So that kind of went a different way on the situation. And it seems like there's a lot of people out here that are doing this, where they're sitting there going, okay, you owe me this. What do I owe you anything? You know? when we, because I was talking about the credit card companies, almost half of what she's going to, half of what she's paying is nothing but fees, and up to, on top of fees on top of fees.
Oh, for sure. Interest on top of interest on top of interest. And the thing is, for some of those lump sum fees, if it was a $10,000 credit card debt, they actually will be negotiating in the $2,500, $2,200 range, which is something that's feasible. She might be able to get a loan for to consolidate it if she was to make a deal.
That's what I'm saying, too, because I already got one, too, from Chevy Chase Bank, who just sent me one saying, well, I owe them $200, but now they're willing to settle for $120. And because they know if it goes to court, they won't get it all because the courts won't take it. The courts can only get what is owed, which is not fees. And people don't understand that. And so I'm saying a lot of people are not being told the truth. And like you just said, I've done this too before. So I told this one lady, I told her the same thing. I said, pay them whatever you can each month. Just pay them something, anything you want to, because see what they're going to say. If they came to you and said, we can't accept that $10, they're refusing payment. They're going to have to explain that in court. Hopefully you bring it up too. But I'm just saying, everything you do, make sure you document it and that kind of thing. But yeah, as long as you pay something on these bills and that kind of stuff, you're making an effort. And when you go to court, yes, the courts will take that into consideration and go, okay, you can only pay this. But, and usually, I've seen this happen too. Oh, you can only pay $1 a month? Okay, $1 a month it is. Cha-ching, you know. Oh, come back, Amy. And anyway. And, I'm just, you know, yeah, you guys can probably look at me going, I don't think he likes Amy. Hello, Amy. Are you there, Amy? Come back on. I'll let you on. I promise. oh, I swear. I'm just losing my mind. Cause it's just that all this stuff is going on out there with people and that kind of stuff and saying you can afford anything you want to, but you got to believe that, too. But we were talking about this I was talking to people about the spiritual link, missing spiritual link. What I feel like the missing spiritual link is when people do keep things away from you. It's kind of hard to advance and evolve. And now we see things like this where people don't tell the whole story, but they want to be compensated because they feel like they're being ripped off. And that's what I was telling her. I said, look at the company yourself. They're treating you like a criminal. Why are they treating you like a criminal? Because it's too close to home. They realize what a criminal is because they're being one themselves. So, on that note, I hope I didn't sound too harsh, but then again, if I did, it is what it is, guys. Companies, if you're sitting there checking people, and I mean, shoot, it used to be, this country has not fallen too far from England in some ways, from hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and the idea of realizing that those people that we're part of that government and part of that society and part of the of our heritage and our past still exist. They're called bankers. But would you agree, Carol?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, so we're going to
hope she doesn't cash in, and I hope that she steps back and gives it one more effort to go out and look, because it's out there.
It's one of those things of hoping that the opportunities that I see do come to her, them and takes advantage of them.
I see her keeping her money, and I see this being resolved easily and no garnishee, but she's got to look afield. She's got to remove that's the only option, and just allow spirit to bring the other options to her, because I see the debt being dramatically reduced and something that she can easily pay for out of her wages herself, without it being garnished and still maintaining her investment, which will by far be more than what she wants it to be if when she's ready to use it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I don't see it being the million in 4 weeks. I'm not getting that. Spirit doesn't want it cashed yet. That's what I'm getting.
Who doesn't want it cashed yet?
They don't want her to cash it just yet. This is not time for her to cash it right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's go on to our next caller and try to get away from this credit card thing. I'm tired of seeing people out in the street and stuff because I was in a situation too, and it's like they're always coming to you and saying, well, you need to pay this kind of money. And they're not taking any kind of consideration and saying, okay, you think I'm lying? And I understand that there's people out there that are lying who get away with stuff all the time. But at the same time, I think, like I said before, every situation should be treated on an individual basis, not the masses, because everybody has their own little situation. And, the idea of being a spiritual lifestyle, everybody knows for a fact that everybody's on a different level. And it's not any different than the world.
When we talked about being responsible for our lives, though, there's the responsibility also is in this situation is to get more information.
Yes.
Is to don't play the victim in the role, because like that's a pattern being replayed. It's to step right. back and find information that will help you.
Mm-hmm. No, I was sitting there saying it too. I was sitting there talking. I told a story on the show. I was sitting there saying when I was in Colorado, I lived in this apartment complex. It used to be a huge house. It was a great place and that kind of stuff. And I came downstairs one day heading out the door. My landlord stopped me and he asked me, does anything bother you? I said, no, why should it? He put $250 behind the rent? I said, yeah. But what do you want me to do? You want me to worry about it? Or would you like me to take that same energy and go out there and find your money for you? He looked at me and he's like, huh. I said, yeah. I said, my philosophy is, as long as I'm happy and going out there and do what I need to do, I'm going to attract just exactly what I need. And then when I do, I can give you what you need. And the guy looked at me real quietly and said, you know something? I have worked that. So carry on, have a great day. And he never bothered me about the rent again. And I was right off behind many times. But I gave him some information to deal with that was more on an individual basis of asking, okay, this guy's not worried, he's not frowning, but he's actually in the process of living his life. So if I just let him live his life, then he's going to find what I need as well. So therefore, all the needs of my life are going to be taken care of, and since he's a part of my life, as my landlord, he will be taken care of too. It's just let everything fall into place like it needs to.
Exactly.
So with the situation here, let's go to our next caller, area code 610. Welcome to the show. How are you? Say hello to Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Ice cream for everybody.
Yeah.
Are you there?
I wasn't sure. Okay.
Are you okay?
Well, I really liked what you had to say about that's why they treat people like a criminal, because they really are the criminals. That was really interesting. That's true.
I only call it the way I see it. I've got two credit card companies coming in and try to get me out the bad guys by saying, hey, you know something? You're refusing to pay his bill, aren't you? You're refusing to pay his bill. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir, but I have done my homework, and no, not at all. I did notice that the calmer you are, more they have a tendency to get irate because they're trying to intimidate you, and that just proves it right there. So try that sometimes. Just be real calm. Talk to them. And if you notice that the more calmer you are, the more crazy they get, pretty much they're telling themselves and saying that they're scared of what they're going to lose. Basically, you're not listening. But you need to honor yourself, too, as well. You definitely need to honor yourself. That's the one thing I'm talking about the last caller, where I just feel like she really needed to focus on herself, too. And I think if she really does focus on herself, then she's going to realize there's other opportunities. I don't know. I guess I could bring some more things to the record and say, my situation, I've been in this thing a couple times, and, this credit card company will come after you, but as long as you get the property or anything like that, they really have no leverage, but they don't tell you that. They just want to scare the heck out of you. And you realize if you come to the forefront, they'll get something. But they also know if they go to court, they're not going to get the whole sum. That's why they always give you those little deals that you can, for $200, you can pay off $120, because basically that's what it was. So you think you're getting a good deal, but it's just basically paying off the principal. You know.
Yeah.
So what question do you have for us today?
The question I had was, I was wondering if there's anything. There's three different possibilities for me, and I have a three-way choice, and I'm not sure which way to go, and I just wondered if there was any information that you might be getting that I haven't gotten on my own. For Saturday, I didn't know if I should go up to pick up my daughter at college or let my husband do that, or go to someone's you know, go out with friends to a birthday party kind of thing, or go to an Indian sweat lodge. I know this sounds ridiculous, but...
I would go to an Indian sweat lodge.
So would I.
Yeah. But it's like you got a lot of stress and stuff going on. And sitting here, as some people call it, there is a different definition of responsibility. But there also be responsibility for oneself. So if you feel like in some ways of whatever you're being pulled more into, I feel like your angels and your guides are actually leading you into a situation that will also result in a lot of solutions in the other ones. So, you know, I feel like that your daughter and your husband are close.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so that one seems to be like, let him, the idea of letting him go. And then the idea of going to hang out with friends, where there's a couple of people that you really wasn't looking forward to hanging out with.
Yeah, absolutely.
But with the sweat lodge, it was like a win-win situation.
Yeah. I just didn't know if it's just because I tend to withdraw from, you know, I didn't know if I was avoiding what I should be doing. That's where the logic starts to get me all confused.
Well, if you don't go, you should go to a sweat lodge. Because if you don't go to a sweat lodge, you are basically what you need to do. So,
yeah. I didn't know if it would be that, I'm doing what I should be doing, or would I be just hiding out from what I should be doing. So that was where I got all.
What do you think, Carol?
I got sweat lodge right off the bat.
So did I.
Going to the party would be hiding out from sweat lodge. Your daughter and your husband are totally fine together, and that's not really an issue. You'd much rather not make the drive there. But sweat lodge is definitely what I would say is the focus where you're meant to be.
Okay.
Just hydrate. Hydrate well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Any other questions you'd like to throw out there? And just...
Yes, my son. He just had a birthday yesterday, and during the birthday party, I could really feel, I mean, it was almost like I got sucked out, like almost like I was looking at the past, like from a distance, but it was actually still the present. And then also, he started acting differently. Like he normally is grumpy and crabby and stuff, but, you know, I guess two of the other siblings were creating a ruckus, and he was like acting like a peacemaker, which he doesn't normally do. So I, and my other daughter pointed out, hey, he was acting different. So I just wondered, is there anything I can know about what was going on for him? I was trying to get him to talk about it, but it looks like there was something there, but he really couldn't say. He was trying to, but he couldn't really tell me anything. Is there any clues to what was going on for him?
What's his first name?
Brendan.
So the difference in his attitude, his personality?
It was his 15th birthday party, and you know, just the fan, just us, just, you know, me and the kids.
I'm getting a reversal. Almost like when back in a past life where he was the parent watching you at that point at a celebration, not necessarily a birthday, but watching the interaction.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's also one of those things of focusing on friendships and that kind of stuff and reevaluating those relationships too. And I would sit there and say, yeah, I would definitely say there was a definite step back and look at this and deja vu, trying to figure the whole thing out itself. I'm just saying, I also got an extension on that was him focusing on his friendships too. Where are they going? That kind of thing. It's almost like he feels as he gets older, there are certain people that are leaving his life. Because I think it's the idea of the reflection of what he saw when he saw you in the same situation of being in a past life, that the realization of pretty soon of going on, start his own. And by this time, he's 15 years old, he's not really, I mean, I think he's thinking too far in the future, but he's thinking about kind of a scary thing.
Right, yeah, he's the youngest, the oldest, you know, she was always much younger than her real age. He's always been much older just because the others are older, so he thinks he's the same age as them.
Right. Catching up. I'm just saying, I think it's more of a reflection of who he really is, and they just kind of bring it out of him more.
Yeah. Okay, so there's nothing, it was just a throwback to a past experience. Nothing.
Yeah, it's like one of those things, those situations, there's a lot of things going on, but it's just, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. And
would
with
you agree, Carol?
Friends in this life, you said?
I wouldn't.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I wouldn't worry about it. It's almost like he stepped through into a new stage of his life in that moment, in that remembering, or it was familiar to him. The energy, I get the energy that he was experiencing in the birthday with you there and his friends there was very familiar, like as Donnie said, a deja vu. But in that deja vu was also a shift in him and a focal shift, and I think you'll see that he'll be calmer. And
yeah.
What you're seeing is actually
you're
his
absolutely
true nature.
Right.
You'll start to see that moment by moment. He's suddenly going to really just blossom and start to step into adulthood sooner than you expected.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. That has happened. I mean, it's only been one day since the event, but something huge shifted, like in a split moment. It was weird.
Like an epiphany. It was like an epiphany for him.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Okay. Jeez,
well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm telling everybody when out there with readings and stuff, just contact me through my website. And if you want to do private readings and that kind of stuff, and I'll get back with you. Because right now all I have to work with is my Skype. And I understand a lot of people don't have Skype. And Skype is a strange deal because it's like I got unlimited everything, but they still give me a limitation. I was like, I don't understand that. I was talking to my friend last night on the phone. I talked to her for about 3 hours on Skype, and then they cut me off and said, okay, you've gone over your limit, so therefore you have to pay. Skype minutes, I'm sitting there going, okay, hold up. I said, I've got unlimited. And I don't know what that means to them. I guess unlimited means something different in the UK, huh? I don't know.
The regular phone company used to have a program like that. It was unlimited unless you went over what they thought was normal usage.
I know.
So it's not unlimited at all.
Well, there was a company out in Colorado called Cat, and they came off and said, you pay $10 each month, which was like $69 a month. And the other was $59. And they said, if you pay that, you have unlimited minutes and unlimited access. I said, you sure about that? Because I already went through this with MCI. Got this big old phone bill because that was not true. It said, I have free access, but it didn't say I had free minutes. It was just, I have access as many times as I want, but I still have to pay for the minutes. So I told him about that, and finally I did find a legitimate company. It was called Cat out in Colorado, and they did. But what happened with their system is it can only handle up to 1,000 minutes, so after 1,000 minutes it would reboot itself. But you'd have to wait like a half hour, but you could go back in and do it again. So you did have unlimited, but some of these companies are saying this, and some of the restrictions, I don't know what it is. I guess I get really appalled with companies out here now, even legitimate ones, who are scared to death of the economy, or not, I wouldn't say scared, but there is some kind of fear when people start doing underhanded things, of fear of themselves and what they're losing or something.
Well, part of it is everybody's going into like business, MBAs and stuff like that, so they're working in companies. And that's how they prove that they're worth it, is they come up with these little techniques where you basically you're stealing minutes from the people or time or money, or you find ways to, let's, put a little fee here or a little fee there.
Right.
So it's just like the pressures of having so many people graduate. It's like when you have too many lawyers. We have too many MBAs that are like trying to, snag money from people in ways that really aren't right.
Right. What do you think, Amy?
Oh, I'm on.
Yes, you are. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to trick you like that, but I thought it would be kind of cool. But I'm just saying, tell us what you think about the whole thing. I mean, we're sort of talking about companies and this and the other, and it's just like the ideal of, because you're talking about balance, and I think balance in this country really goes a little bit deeper than just on the things we've been seeing on the surface. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was going to talk about the whole Skype thing. I got to get your Skype name because I have Skype too, and I love talking on Skype. I do a lot of client calls on Skype off my website. It's just easier that way. But here's a psychic tip. I just moved from Verizon to Straight Talk. I bought stock in Straight Talk, and I just have a feeling like this stock is going to it's just going to go up.
Okay.
It already is.
Great tip. I'm going to write that down. Invest.
Yeah,
in Straight Talk.
AMX. It's AMX, is the trade symbol on the New York Stock Exchange. But
AMX.
Yeah.
AMX.
So AMX is basically the company that owns Straight Talk, which is a cell phone company that Walmart is now carrying. You can get unlimited everything, no data plan. Like, they don't charge you extra for that like everyone else does. It's $45
right.
a month. You can get a phone just like, you know, an online phone, just like I had my BlackBerry. I think I got the mm-hmm. cheapest one that does the online is like $99. And I paid $45 a month, whereas with Verizon, I was paying for unlimited everything. It was like
$120. Whoa.
So check out that stock, because I really think they're doing something, huh?
I was telling everybody, if you're out there going, whoa, you're right, man. That was just like really tops the whole thing. But,
yeah, so I think Skype, I don't know if Skype is publicly traded or not, but I'd check into Skype, too, because, yeah, Skype is definitely the way to go if you're looking
I would definitely do that,
save
too. Right. I'm sorry. I mean, cut you off.
Yeah, I'd love to find an alternative to Verizon. I think my Verizon bill last month was something like $580.
Yeah.
You know, that's for TV mm-hmm. and five phone lines and, you know, the home phone and internet and all that. So, but still, it's like, oh, this is outrageous.
It's a lot, yeah. I thought it was interesting when she brought the idea about paying $1 a month on bills and realizing that as long as you make an attempt to pay something, they can't really say anything.
Yeah, I didn't know they did that. Yeah, I didn't know the courts would consider that.
I've been in situations, too, where you walk in and a guy in the court, you know, I was like $10 on some big bills, and it was walking to court, and the guy goes, the court's like this, okay? The courts love it the easier you make it. And if you walk in there and you've done something that you've been working on, they would rather go with that part of the whole thing, because a lot of courts do not like these corporations. And any kind of chance, any kind of leverage that you can give them, they will use it. I mean, I found that's how I got divorced, that the lawyers were telling you all kinds of crap. You have to pay child support. You got to do this, blah, 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 blah. And all they're doing is basically getting people in situations so they can rack up that bill.
Yeah.
And I found an assistant prosecutor who set me down and said, okay, this is how it really works. Realize one thing with judges and lawyers. They're all lawyers, and they all go to lunch. And I said, okay, they all go to lunch. Okay, they eat. She goes, no, they all go to lunch. And you don't realize most of your cases and stuff are done in the lunchroom, not a courtroom. And she says, when you walk in there, the more you have documentation on the pieces of paper that you do, the judge will usually go along with that and say, okay, this is pretty good. This is pretty good here, so we'll just go with this. And, you know, they'll go for whoever's got their little button gear and got all the information and stuff like that. Because I walked in there and said, okay, I don't want to pay child support. My ex-wife agreed with that whole thing, which actually she brought it up. I don't know why, but we did that. But we did prove one thing in court, because the lawyers were telling us that you could not go to court unless they had been determined that somebody, either one of us, was going to pay child support. They never told us about the middle ground where you could actually have shared parenting. Never come up with it. Like six lawyers I went to never came up, because they don't, you know, that would take away from the bill. We don't do that. I mean, my favorite joke out there is, why won't vampires bite lawyers? It's called common courtesy. Bloodsuckers don't bite other bloodsuckers. Okay.
Oh my God.
I was a court reporter in criminal division in Canada for a number of years, and I can tell you what you were told is very true, and that most of the deals and agreement of facts, et cetera, is all done in chambers or at lunch or outside. And the biggest thing with divorce, when the judges get in there, is they try and allow some healing to happen by allowing wives and husbands to vent their frustrations. But in reality, all they're concerned with is that there's two parties that have to survive and children who have to survive, and you can't take too much from one.
Mm.
And it's strictly money. That's it. It's strictly making sure that it's dispersed equally, but they try and let you go through the emotional part to try and start the healing process for the benefit of the children.
So,
but it's dollars and cents.
I know, and I was just trying to put it out there and say, okay, when we sent it to others the other day, and I was just like, everybody, take a $5 bill out of your pocket and put it on the table and look at it. This is what's controlling your life? Come on. It's a piece of cloth with ink on it. And you're giving all your power to it, and it's improving. That we talk about in a lot of readings we've had, where people tell people to take back their power. And I think they think it's just in relationships, when it could actually be many relationships, like work. And you go to work, you do all this stuff. I had a lady proven this, where she had a lady that was trying to I don't know, she was just trying to get her life organized. She was checking her emails like 11 or 12 times a day. She was doing all this stuff. She was working 10 hours a day because she said she couldn't get her work done in 8 hours. And this lady came in and helped her out and said, okay, well, let me sit down and do a little inventory here of what's going on in your life. So she stopped her. She said, you can only check your emails 3 times. And you can only, certain little things that she was doing all the time. And then she said, she told her, walk in there and tell your boss, I can only work 8 hours. And she thought, see, the fear got over her. And she said, well, I can't go in and tell him that because I'll get fired. Okay? The one thing is that we're not communicating in every area of our lives. If we did, we'd figure out that a lot of things that we're doing, we're going on assumptions. We're not asking questions. We're just assuming these are
the. And you know what happens when you make assumptions, then.
Yes, you get yourself in jail. But this person went in there. Okay, the moral of this story was she went and told her boss, I can only work 8 hours. I'm sorry. She didn't get fired, but she thought she was going to get fired, right? So she got her life organized and got everything done where she was actually spending more time with her kids, more time with her family, getting her job done, and doing the whole thing in this rat race right now. What happened was the boss came to her, and she thought she was going to get fired, right? The boss said, I want to ask you a question. She goes, what? Who are you going to? Because I need to go to him, too, because I want to spend more time with my family. So, see, we were assuming that the boss was going to fire because he wanted all this work done, when actually he was looking for a solution, too. When the lady went and took the initiative and got a solution for herself, her boss had a solution, too. So, actually, she got a raise because her boss was happier. Plus, he was spending more time with his family, and there was a lot of communication going on. So what I'm talking about, taking back your power, it's the idea of realizing that you're also giving power to the almighty dollar. And when you take that back and realize it's just an exchange, you start getting more power in your life within yourself. And you're just doing this whole craziness of chasing after a dollar bill or a $5 bill or even a $100 bill. I don't care what kind of it is. Once you take that ink off of it, it's nothing. It's only got the power that you give it. And we used to have there's an ancient technique that you can actually impose your consciousness onto the $5 bill and ask the $5 bill, why can't I get more of you?
That's cute.
No, seriously, what's going on is you're impressing your subconscious mind onto the $5 bill. So basically what it is, it's you talking to yourself. The $5, but you're using, because you're focusing on the $5 bill, right? So why not use it to your advantage and ask it, why can't I get more of you? And listen to what it says. You'll be amazed. I mean, there are some techniques. If you just sit down and took some time, they would help you out so much with your life. And you know something? I've been so busy helping everybody else. I think I should sit back and do some of these techniques myself. So I'll see you guys.
You could always ask it to invite some of its friends to join you in its wallet.
Exactly.
And use the $100 bill. It'll be quicker.
Well, Nikki said this. Well, there was a lady who was on the show. And Nikki said, Nikki told me, she said, when you give money to charity, before you give it to charity, tell it to bless your life before you give it away. And
yeah,
she said, every time she's done that, she's always got back 10 times as much as she gave. So, you know, it's just little techniques like this of taking back the power that you've basically given away. So when are you going to start paying your own success and stop letting the world do it for you? Because the world is not doing a good job. Okay, so... What do you think, Amy?
I completely agree with you, Donnie. I think it's an interesting subject that we bring up. I just got a check today in the mail for like $2,500. I thought that was found money. I think I told you that story from February.
Okay, we don't want to talk
about that magnetized money book.
Okay. We don't want to talk to Amy.
No, but it was cool. I made this new moon collage, and I wrote out my prosperity check this month, and I didn't know what happened with that money because I never heard back from the lawyer, and I was like, well, it was sound money anyway. And then the check comes today, and I'm like, wow, this is still, like, working this month. It's great.
I want to borrow some money so badly. But I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying, my last week was like, I've been focusing, and I talked to my friend Barb, and she's like, she goes, well, the angels say that you still have a little bit of thing in the back of your mind. It's keeping you from getting your money because you've got money all around you. I'm like, okay, is it floating in the air or what? But I know what she was talking about. But she goes, well, do you believe that it's your client that gives you money, or is it God, or is it Source, and that kind of stuff? I said, well, I think it's Source, and he's using that avenue to come through there. I said, yes, I do believe that. And she goes, you sure? I said, well, I just told you that. So I believe it. I just said
it. If I read you, I would say that you're looking at the lack or what you don't have instead of what you do have. Like a gratitude list is completely in order for you, absolutely.
Yeah, I got a gratitude.
Even if it's something small, even if it's the fact that you have a roof over your head, that, you know, you're not wanting for much. Yeah, money would be nice, but you know what? It's all about the little things and really being okay with that instead of looking at, God, I could have so much more. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Why don't I have more money? You know, you're looking at what you don't have instead of what you do, and you can definitely manifest and grow and expand on what you do have rather than looking at the lack, you know?
This is why I don't get readings anymore, because people just attack me.
I'm not attacking you. I just see you staring at disappointment. I just had to say it.
I know, and that's what I love you for, because you right there and kiss me in the head, right in the hammer. Boom, okay, thank you.
There was a lesson...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Carol. I was just going to say something real quick. I have a show tonight at midnight. So everybody, please come to the show tonight. We're doing readings. It's called the Midnight Hour. You know, it's like a CCR song. You know, and the Midnight Hour. So just check it out. Have some fun, because that's what I'm looking for. I'm trying this out because I just realized that you can actually book as many shows as you want, just as long as you can't do them any more longer than what your allowed time of 3 hours. But you can have more than one show per day. So, that's what I'm doing. I still have a show scheduled for tomorrow, but I just wanted to, for some reason, it just came over me. Just do a midnight show and see what happens. So, everybody's invited. I think it's going to be pretty cool. So, if anybody wants to jump in there and jump on, please feel free to do so. It's a two-hour show. So, you know, if you have prior engagements and you just want to sit down and listen, that's great, because I love to talk. So, we're good. We're all on the same level. So, Amy, if you want to show up over there, I appreciate it. But if you don't...
Yeah, after my show, I'll definitely show up, as long as I don't have too long of a line, because I try and take everyone that calls in for a reading. But
if
I'm late, I'll definitely make it over to your show.
But, thank you. But what's
going on?
I feel like taking a nap right now. But I was kind of, everybody keeps telling me the same thing. And I'm not saying I don't believe it. But I did sit down this morning with my journal, exactly the gratitude, grateful, all the things I was grateful for. Thank you, God. Thank you, angels. Thank you for this, and this, and then just kind of went crazy this morning for almost like 8 pages in my journal. So I think if I continue to do that, I can combat this focusing on lack. I'm just not a person who, when we do something, I don't know what happened this last week. But...
Well, they're saying actually the way to turn this around is to really incorporate the philosophy of fulfillment in your life, saying, you know, I am okay with what is.
I
am
enough.
Fine. Everything really is perfect right now. It really is.
Enough.
It could be better, of course. Everything could be better, but you know what? It is fine right now.
I'm just saying, my angels told me the same thing about just saying every morning, say, I am enough. And I said, okay, I am enough. But no, I'm not going to go there. So. And actually, I've had some arguments with my guides and angels, too, where they're sitting there going, keep telling you the answers, and you keep sitting there arguing about the whole thing. I'm like, no, I'm not. And they go, really? I'm like, oh, I guess I am. So, I can realize after about 10 minutes, that's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying.
Well, I hate to cut this short, but I have to go. I got my show starting in about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you for stopping by, and I look forward to seeing you later.
Yeah, stop over to my show if you have time, Donnie.
Yes, I think I will.
We're having a holistic nutritionist on tonight, Karen Roth.
Oh, yeah? That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Everybody go to Amy's show tonight. It starts at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. It's called the Cupid Psychic Aim. It's a great show. Amy's a great person, and she's a great reader, too. So check that out.
And she has
great guests over there, too. I always learn a lot of stuff when I go over there. So everybody go over there and check out that show. I know I'm going to go.
Well, thanks, Donnie. I appreciate that. You're so kind. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And no problem. You have a great show.
Have a great night, and I'll see you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Have a great show. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Amy.
So, Carol, am I just getting too passionate about shooting the corporate world?
You definitely put a lot of, you're putting a lot of energy into it.
Yes. It's one of those things that if we were focusing on a lot of things, but I was tracing, when I did my show in the mornings, when we were like tracing certain topics back to Atlantis, and I was like, and in the sense of doing that, I was really passionate about that, but I had a lot of passionate things going on for me too, where there seemed like everything was working. But I was also so focused on like we have the other couple of shows we've had where we're talking about focusing on abundance and prosperity and the ideal. I have a tendency to do meditations and information and that kind of stuff, and also meditations and affirmations. And I just feel like just by doing the shows, kind of reinforces what's going on with me. And I don't think I really had a great show. Like, everybody keeps saying you got great shows, but I'm just saying I think we should focus more on the meditations and the affirmations and giving people some tools to work with. Of course, it works with them. They got to get that energy going. They just can't do the mechanics of the whole thing. But I think if we actually went through a couple of techniques, like how we do them, to give them an idea of the whole thing, because the books, you can just read the books. The books really can't put a lot of information, as in pictures and that kind of stuff, about exactly what you got to do step by step. But I think if they were actually able to listen to people more, going through the actual meditations and affirmations and how we do them. Because a lot of times with affirmations, I used to do affirmations like this, where I would say it three times out loud, three times to myself, and then I would sit there and focus on how I felt and my energy as I was doing those things too, to sit there and see if the affirmation was actually working for me. What I mean by not working for me is the idea when you have those affirmations, if they're not really resonating with your energy, then basically you're just saying the words. And that's what I'm saying. It's just the idea of focusing, meditating, and going, okay, how do you feel when you say this affirmation? Do you really believe it? Does it really fill you up with joy that it's going to happen? Or do you kind of look at the thing going, I'm not really sure about this? There's nothing wrong with reformulating things until they fit you, per se, because books are usually written for the masses.
Well, in my shows, I usually do a meditation in my shows, and they're meditations that I've created, and they're meditations that I created for myself many moons ago that I would do in my mind,
mm-hmm.
and then I gave them voice, and I play some of them on my shows. So I always try and have some kind of meditation just to get people just to ground and get used to grounding and centering themselves. For
mm-hmm.
those that are used to meditation, they find them enjoyable. And for those that are beginners, it's an introduction for them into meditation, but it's guided. And
mm-hmm.
it's been very successful. And likewise with affirmations, mm-hmm. I try and give affirmations or point out areas where they're struggling with ways to get around it. With respect to when you were talking about the abundance, something that a mentor came to me and pointed out to me is we do a lot of gratis work. I mean, I'm
mm-hmm.
on 5 hours a week, and I mean, I love doing what I do, and I love sharing what I have to share.
Mm-hmm.
But that's I do it as a gift to spirit, basically, of just being a gift. But that gift has a value. And
mm-hmm.
this mentor came to me and said, well, what is your normal hourly rate? So if your normal hourly rate is $120 an hour and you're donating 120 hours to spirit, to the cause, as a gift, then you should be demanding of the universe a tenfold return.
So I should sit back and think about that, because I actually work 6 days a week, 2 to 3 hours a night, and then try to look at that whole thing.
But you look at it, that's all a gift of spirit. That's you giving it out to spirit. The readings for people to help them, that, you know, my mentor basically said, look at, if you do $10 of work for free, there was one person who had major physical ailments where I did my massage work, and I always had one person that I chose, and I used, that person always got a free massage, and I chose this one woman, and I, every week when I went to do my chair massage, I gave her
mm-hmm.
a free massage. It's only 5 minutes, but if it was a $10 value, they turned to me and said, you say thank you, thank you, thank you for my $100 tenfold return. And let it go. Because when you give your gifts out as a gift, you are supposed to be reimbursed. This is an abundant universe. It doesn't mean it has to come back from the person you've given the gift to. It could come back through any number of ways. But you are now requesting it. It's out there, but you need to request it back. That's
okay.
The whole thing with tithing. You give the tithe as a gift, but the ultimate gift of the tithe is you also know at some level that you get a tenfold return.
No, I think a lot of people, there's like an underlying belief that we have to work. But isn't there something in the Bible about lilies of the field, neither do they toil or something like that?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I just think about Hawaii. Didn't they just like eat what fell off the trees and play on their surfboards in the ocean, and not now. Now they have to like work at menial jobs and stuff. But back then,
before they were saved by the missionaries who put them all to work and put clothes on them. But they could just have fun all day.
That's true,
it's
too.
It's the same with Native Indians. With our Native Indians, were the same before they were climatized to what the better way.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with the situation, too, we have to realize, too, that in this day and age, you have to sit there and kind of, like, separate what you know, because I was sitting there telling a friend of mine, the reason I suggest for people to fast is the idea of getting out there and realizing that when you fast, that everything's a choice. So, therefore, the life and the way it is our choice. We've built this, and we can't really blame anybody else for the rat race because we created it. And
what,
only
what were
stop
you suggesting
it.
That they do? I couldn't quite understand that word, fast.
Fast. When you fast, you start realizing that everything's a choice. And that's what fasting is to me. Of course, it cleans the body of toxins and that kind of stuff. You see, also the idea of fasting, when it clears the body of toxins, you never realize that until you do that, how much toxins are going in our bodies. And actually have a lot to do with influencing our thinking as well.
Oh, you're absolutely right. How long did you fast for?
Well, it's one of those things I always ask. It's like one of those things that go in the spirit or your angels, your guides, and being guided in what you should do there. But I suggest like at least 4 or 5 days. And people kind of think it's kind of crazy, but you'll start realizing that when you start, the first day is the hardest, but once you get past that day, you'll start realizing that you have to remind yourself and say, well, do I really want to do this? And then you're going to start seeing some really good effects by doing that, because I was telling a friend of mine, I said, I fasted for about 4 days, and then I took a shower. Well, I took a shower. I'm just saying, in the process, I'm just saying that one particular shower after the fasting was over was my senses were heightened. My psychic abilities were off the scale. And taking a shower was like an experience because I could feel every water drop hitting my hand. And I must tell you how many were hitting my hand at a time. So, you know, it was like, it was an experience within experience within an experience that I had never experienced before, because I was so caught up in everything that I thought I needed to do or had to do, that I started realizing that I didn't need to do anything. And that's not trying to be arrogant or nothing. It's just the idea of realizing everything in this life is a choice, and everything that's happening in your life, you have to take 100% accountability before, because there was a choice or a decision or something you did or maybe you didn't do that caused the reaction that you got.
Right.
So, what do you think, Wanda?
Hello?
Yes, Wanda, how are you? You welcome to the show, and do you have an opinion? Or do you have a couple questions you'd like to ask the staff here?
No.
Okay.
I have comments.
Okay, well, go ahead and tell us.
I don't know if that was Amy or not that was telling you about lack. I don't know who that was speaking at the time. It could have been Amy, I think.
Yes.
Was saying, and I was just saying the same thing about you. And not to be negative or ugly, but that's what screams out at me all the time.
Everybody's attacking me. I love it.
Lack.
No,
that's pretty much what's coming out of you, and that's what I've been feeling. And when she said that, I'm like, oh my goodness, I was saying the same thing. I'm going to tell you something. I was real down yesterday myself, thinking about my future and money and things like that, and I feel so much better today because I just kind of got a little bit more clarity, and I just got ideas and people I can contact that can help me push my product, and I'm excited. You see what I'm saying? You know, I told you about the three ladies, the three sisters always buy products from me. I really haven't been in contact with them much lately, and I just contacted them, and I made more money just doing those things and selling products Sunday than I did for my whole paycheck. You see what I'm saying? So
yes,
it made me realize that I need to start by doing my mobile business and going to people's houses.
Okay, just hold on for one second. I just want to thank everybody for being here. No one has to go anywhere. I'm just thanking everybody because we're actually down to our last minute. And I was just thanking everybody for being here. Thank you, Amy, for dropping by. Thank you, Carol, for being here, and be glad to have you come back.
I would love to come back, and I am going to end in a few minutes to go because it is coming on 3 o'clock in the morning, and I am tired.
Gotcha. No, that's fine. I'm just saying thank you for everybody out there listening, and just realize that, and the idea of asking for donations, I do put in about 20 hours a week on this show, so I'm just saying, you know, it's the idea of saying, I feel like I'm very worth what you hear, and I try to give 100% when I'm here. So for every donation of $5 or more, I'll give you a five card angel reading, which is about a 30-minute reading itself. So let's all work together. Help me get home. Help us keep the show going. And every time we have the show going, I guarantee you, at least 3 days a week, we have three psychics on this show doing readings for everybody else. And you can't find that at a psychic source, I guarantee you. But or Keen or California Psychic. So help us keep this going so therefore everybody has an alternative and choices are everywhere. So thank you, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And may God and the angels bless me every minute of the day, too. So we'll say that. So I'm not thinking on lack anymore because I feel like I'm well worth this situation. I love doing this. I appreciate this show. I appreciate everything I have, even the roof over my head. So you guys all have a good night and join us tomorrow. It's Thursday. No, actually not Thursday. It's actually Wednesday. But join us anyway. And we're going to have another great show for you. It's a secret, so you can join in there. But also tonight at midnight, I'm doing a two-hour show. And if it goes off pretty well, I might actually schedule a couple of those a week. So jump in there and take care of the whole situation. I would love it. So thank you, guys. And
hey, thank you.
You're welcome, Carol. Do you have any questions you want to ask before you go?
No, I'm truly enjoying it, and I will keep on watching for the show, and I'd love to be on again, and just thank you so much for having me on the show.
So you think I'm also focusing on too much lack?
I think that you are going to be focusing on all of the wonderful abundance that surrounds you.
Thank you. I'm going to do that. Very good. And thank you again, Carol, for being here tonight. And as you scoot off to go take a nap, go to sleep, I guess, or whatever you got going on, may you have a great, blessed day, too.
Thank you.
Where are you, Carol? But it's 3 a.m.
I'm in Wales.
Oh, Wales.
I'm
wonderful.
In Wales, yeah.
I'm trying to get back
home to Canada, but in Wales.
You're trying to get back to Canada, so let's help Carol get back to Canada.
Get me home.
Yes. So as soon as I will sit here and say, I'll be the first one to donate $5 to your show and to you too as well to help you get back to Canada, all right?
Okay, then I'll keep that in mind. I have to put a donation button up.
There you go. Hey, that's what I did. I was just in my chat. I was on my website one day, and you know, my angels were talking to me. And next thing I know, I look up and there it was. So I said, okay, I guess we're supposed to do this. So you know, it's like one of those things, divinely guided, and look at the situation. That's why I have a tendency to talk about it all the time because I feel like it's one of those examples of asking for what you deserve, because you deserve because you are who you are, and you're a fantastic person too, Carol. And you have a great night.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. What? Hello?
Hello?
Everybody left me. Except Wanda's still here. She's always supportive as ever.
Yeah.
I tried to put it on the lack of, but, you know, I was sitting, and when you get in situations where, like right now, I really need to pay on this laptop for the week, and my phone's been turned off, so I'm using Skype. So you're right. That could be. So we'll look at the whole thing like that. We'll write those two down, and then we'll write those as a form of lack, and then we'll take that piece of paper and we'll throw it in the freaking trash as we're letting that go. Well, I was, you know, it's like I said before, I have high hopes that everybody who promised that they were going to donate last week who are going to do it this week. So we won't go there and tell you what they didn't do. We'll just sit here and say they have all intentions of coming through with what they promise, and sometimes people takes a little bit of time for them, you know. Things get caught in the rat race and that kind of stuff. It's no big deal. Yeah, sure. So what do you think, Wanda?
Hello?
Yes, Wanda, we're talking to you. You're on the air.
Oh. Well, like I say, I had to really change my focus. I mean, I see a big difference in me, and you know those three sisters I'm telling you about. They're all very intuitive, and they're on the right level. They're very intuitive,
uh-huh.
And they understand like all the stuff you're talking about. They've always been that way, and they all three of them said, "Oh my God, Wanda, there's such a big difference in you." And I'm like, "Yeah, I feel different. I am different. I am just evolving." Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even though you know, I was worried about money a little bit yesterday,
uh-huh.
But things just changed. I mean, I admit, Saturday I'm like thinking, oh, well, I really have to make some money. This just isn't working where I'm at. And all of a sudden, one of the sisters called me and said, well, they need 3 pedicures. And they told me, asked me if I come Sunday morning. So I came Sunday morning. And I did those pedicures and made that money. And, you know, they also want to buy some more products. And while I was there, one of the sisters was holding a service at her house. It wasn't a traditional church service. She was teaching on the heart chakra. And I met all of those people there. They're going to be potential customers. Oh, and one more thing. There was one lady there. I don't know why I was drawn to her so strongly. I just kept watching her and looking at her. Well, I find out today she had stage 4 brain cancer. And I also find out today that they checked her. She doesn't have a speck of cancer in her head.
Well, that's cool.
Positive thinking. And others, you know, with you that have that same attitude. And, you know, praying for the best. And this woman is healed from a brain tumor. Stage 4, I mean, around that time, you're just planning your funeral. So,
right,
you know,
right.
Just the power of thinking saved this woman's life from stage 4 cancer to totally clear. They couldn't believe it. So I'm like, this woman be healed from brain cancer. I know we can get prosperity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where I'm at. I met some people there, but I could have met them, you know, met a lot more if I stayed, but I had to go. But I met a couple, and one lady bought a couple of bars of soap and wanted me to custom make products for her. I know if I come back next week, I can meet these people and make contact.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I was all down, but then I had to just really say, no, I can't be this way, because if I give up, I just give up and lose. But if I just hang on, just maybe something good will happen. And I wasn't always thinking like that. I was always kind of negative and couldn't see anything because I was being drowned by my life.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hmm?
Huh.
What?
No. Somebody just donated $6.
Oh, that's nice. But yeah. So
yeah.
I was being drowned by my lack, and it was killing me. It was depressing me. And like I say, I'm coming up with ideas.
Yeah, I sit here and decided to do this.
How to make money. And that's what I'm doing.
Well, I decided to do a midnight show tonight, so you should drop in.
That's I got an engagement.
What, tonight? No, not tonight. I mean, in about 2 hours.
I know. I'll be busy.
Oh, okay. We're talking about ecstasy? Talking about ecstasy here? I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'll
be normally, I would be up. I mean, I'll be up. So
yeah,
it's at 12 o'clock here.
But I'll be occupied. Okay, I got you.
Okay, so...
You know, we should watch what we're saying because we're actually still being taped here.
Oh, so. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I'm just call me if you're still up. I'll be back home. But but look, let me tell you one thing before I left. Before I go.
That's right.
I did manage to, huh? Hello.
No, I'm still here. I'm just trying to, can you hear me?
Yes.
No, I was just trying to figure out something. I was focusing, you know, it was the ideal. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. If you have a Skype account, check it out. Give me a call on Skype. That's username donald.read8.
I need to get Skype.
Skype's easy.
Call me in the morning, then. Oh, I can call your show in the morning. You're going to be on in the morning, right?
No, I'm not doing the morning show anymore. If I start doing the show again, it would just be... I could do the morning show. Yes, I could still do the morning show. I'm just going to change the format and start doing... it's going to be Psychic Journeyman. We're going to do it differently than that, okay?
Oh, I like that one. That's my favorite show.
Well, I know that, but what we're going to do is we're going to call it Psychic Journeyman... The Missing Spiritual Link?
Yeah.
Wednesday and Friday. but I'm going to still use the same show format that I got right now. I can.
Right.
What I'm saying is I'm using it. I can, if I'm not mistaken, I can actually book a show about three times a day if I wanted to, just as long as I don't go over 3 hours on each one of those shows.
Or total.
So I mean, I think you can do as many shows as you want, but you can't go over the 3 hour limit. I can only have 3 hour shows, but I can have more than one show because I started noticing people in here. There's psychic Marissa. I've seen her on during the day, seen her at night, I seen her late night, and I was like, she's doing like three shows a week. I mean, three shows a day. How's she doing that? So I figured, well, she can do it, I can do it. So I actually scheduled this show tonight at midnight. And then, there you go. I'm just trying to get a bunch of money coming in because I can just see it pouring in, waves and waves and waves of money just pouring in and say, okay, just really make this show the greatest we've ever, the most popular and the best show on Block Talk Radio.
Okay.
Give you about three shows a week, well, actually a day if you wanted to, and if not, then go the other route too. So
you're not going to be on in the morning then?
No, it's like one of those things that taking a week off in the morning show and just redoing the whole thing. I might redo it again. I had Courtney. I told Courtney I'm not doing the morning show anymore, and she was like, okay, she goes, I understand you got things to do. And it's more, yeah, it's crazy, but I just feel like if I'm going to do it, I'm going to regroup and do the whole thing again. But I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it the way I want to do it and that kind of stuff. Put a lot of professionalism in it because it just seemed, in the same, people loved it. I like doing the topic, but I can also do the same topic at night on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's
right now. That's what I'm doing right now. I just changed the format of my nighttime show where I'm still doing 6 days a week, but on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's called the Missing Spiritual Link Tuesday and the Missing Spiritual Link Thursday.
Well, all right then.
And I might do a morning show, but I'm not sure how many days I'm going to do it yet. So I just, it's like taking a week off and just kind of regroup and figure what I'm going to do with it.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So if anybody's out there and I want to check it out, hey, you missed the show there, baby. Someone guest just popped in. Let's say hello. How are you? Call me on Skype.
I need to get Skype. So in the morning, tell me how to get it and do it because I don't know how.
Yeah, usually what I did was when I went to Block Talk Radio, there's a lot of things on there where it talks about Skype, and even at the top, like if you go to Block Talk Radio, right? And at the top of one of those shows, and you go listen to a show, you'll see at the top it's got a little call button. When you push on that call button, it'll say, you know, a lot of times you got to put your Skype name in there. But there's also a format that pops up and it says, well, if you don't have this, I think it's in blue. You just click on that and you download it. And the software is free. And all you have to do is pick a user.
What do I need to have?
All you need is you can have a PC or a Mac. It doesn't matter which one you have. It's just that when you see that, go to I always tell people to go to Block Talk Radio, go to the top of one of those shows that's on right now. It says blue.
I've seen the button, but I need I guess a microphone, headphones. I got headphones, but I need a microphone type of thing.
Well, that's one of those things. It's the idea of checking your computer. If you have a computer that It has a built-in mic, you're good to go.
Oh, I don't think I do. I don't know. I'll just get the headphones with the mic, I guess. Oh.
Well, I got one at Walmart. I got one at Walmart for like $17.
Yeah, I bought one too, but Emily broke it.
It's like a headset and a mic?
Yeah, it had a mic, but I never used it.
I'm a little professional here. Yeah, we're using the whole thing. Someone donated. Okay, good. I'm going to take a walk. I got to take a walk. I got to get out of here. Take a walk. Let's see here. No, I was looking over some things myself, and I was just like freaking out. Now they changed the format on here. And I actually have the shows for the rest of this week. I think they're featured. I'm hoping that brings in some things too. Because like I said, I keep seeing me getting readings all week. Making last week look like just a break. Take a break, and then this week is like big work time, getting readings and all kinds of stuff. I see people contact me through Skype, where when I turn my computer on, there's on Skype, when people do have tried to attempt to make a call or something like that, there's a thing that pops up and tells you, like, you got 2 or 3 messages or you have 2 or 3 calls. Plus, when you get Skype, you can also type back and forth to each other. Say someone's on the phone, and when the thing pops up with your call, it has a call number on it at the bottom, you can also type to them. So if they're on the phone, they're on Skype talking to somebody, you can also talk to them through the computer and say, hey, you know, when you get down to your call, and give me a call back or whatever like that. It's like an instant message thing to them real quick while they're on the phone. Yeah, it's really cool. I thought it was great. I loved it.
Oh. I have a question before. I don't want to ask you something.
Uh-huh.
I finally got to Yahoo. I finally got the number to call them. And we went through. And yes, he did change my security question. And I changed them again. But do you think he's out of my Yahoo or he don't found a way back in it? I just did it today. And I know he's probably mad, but I'm tired. I've changed that in the code again.
Right.
And I got some viruses. Out of it. Yeah, I don't got rid of them. I got a system up the computer guy put on for me.
Hold on. Yes. Okay, ask the question again. I think I know what you're
doing. Is he still coming in through my Yahoo? I changed the code, security questions, and my code.
Uh-huh.
My password and all that. You think he's still in there, or I don't know.
Okay. No.
What? No?
I get no.
Is he pissed and trying to find a way back in?
What? I think it's like a toy he's tired with.
He's tired.
Yeah, it's like a toy. He's tired.
Really? He can't be too tired. He just recently sent me viruses.
Well, sometimes a lot of times what you don't realize about computers is those just automatically with everything. That's why you have protection on your computer so it won't affect you. But a lot of times when people have tapped in and have hacked into your computer, those are usually unsafe links that they've done it to get in there. So there's viruses all automatically come through there. I personally think that you might not be getting those anymore because he's not in there anymore. So some of those viruses that you were getting, I don't think you'll get anymore.
Well, he just stopped. Yeah. I just did this earlier today. I just want to be over. I just don't feel safe anymore, and I'm tired.
Me too.
And I'm just got to press charges because I'm tired.
Well, I don't blame you.
Huh?
I said, yes, I would, too. That ticked me off, man. I just want to scream, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I asked him and begged him to stop, and he just laughed at me like, you know, like he's just crazy. Well, he is crazy, but
right.
He's not that crazy. He's going to be punished for what he's done. I'm tired. He just going to cause too much havoc in my life. And, I'm like, if you're through with me, go on. Quit doing what you're doing. Yeah, so I guess I can feel safe for now. I guess I feel he'd be trying to come back.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah,
huh?
You should go on Blog Talk Radio and check out my banner.
Your banner?
Yeah, my banner.
What does it say?
It's at the top of my page now, where my picture used to be. I changed the picture down at the bottom to unicorns.
Oh yeah, I saw
unicorns. And then my friend, She did a banner for me and sent it to me. And now I have a blue banner at the top of my picture on it that says Psychic X Journeyman. I'm like official.
Oh, I might have seen it because I'm on there.
Well, I mean, just check it out. I just put it up there not too long ago, so.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess, you know, I just clicked on before I called. Oh, well, all right then. Well, thank you for the info because I really need to know what was going on. I am so tired. You know what I'm saying? He just needs to move on with his life. I'm trying to move on with mine. And waiting for March the 13th or 14th or whatever you say.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm a little nervous. I don't know why I feel strange about it.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like you almost don't believe it.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah. It can drive you crazy, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited, but like I say, Lane keeps saying June, July. You know, and I'm like, or July, August. I'm like, no, I'm not feeling that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not feeling that.
No, I hear you.
And it's not because I'm just so anxious, but I'm just not in agreement. I love him, but I'm not in agreement.
Right.
Too many other people don't say it much.
I got you. No, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, all the way back in November last year, I got 4.5 months, and that come up to about what you said. I never told you what date that woman gave me. I told you about her.
Right.
So when you said the date that you said, I'm like, oh, my, I think you're no more than a day off than what this other woman said.
There you go.
You might not be a day off. Maybe I was the way I had it at that 4.5 months.
Could be.
Yeah, so.
You never know.
Yeah, so I'm a little nervous. So you still think Target, huh?
Target? Yeah, it's Target. You'll love it.
Hmm?
Yep. Oh, my. Oh,
no, well. I
no,
guess
my eyes are burning.
Let you go. You rest and get ready for your next show.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Don't work too hard, Johnny. But yeah, but call me in the morning whenever you get up. And just some things I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
Okay, no, then.
No problem.
Well,
I'll definitely give you a call.
Okay, then. Speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Bye-bye now. for every $5 or more donation, you will receive. Hold up, let's do this. For every donation, sheesh. Okay. You've got to be kidding. How in the hell did you get up there? Thank you. So you get them on there as you go.
$1,000.